George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. This week got off to a successful start for the Tiger basketball teams. On Monday, the Tiger women throttled the Towson Tigers on the road 71-54. Princeton's defense was on display in this one as the visiting Tigers took a 43-26 lead into halftime. The second half was much closer, but the outcome was never in doubt. Four Princeton players reached double figures. Julia Cunningham's 13 was high for the team. Grace Stone and rookie Madison St. Rose each had 12. Caitlin Chen contributed 11. St. Rose has started the season slowly, but appears to be settling into her role coming off the bench. Her 12 points mark her season high. And as we all know, this kid's ceiling is very high indeed. Can expect her to be a huge star, if not this year, soon. And of course, Ellie Mitchell has 12 rebounds against the Towson Tigers. For the first time in almost 3 years, the Tigers did not give up a three-point basket. And now, the 5-2 Tigers travel to Storrs on Thursday for a battle with the 6th-ranked Connecticut Huskies. Obviously, the Tigers will be dramatic underdogs in this one, but you can bet they're going to give it their best shot. On the men's side, the Tigers welcomed longtime Patriot League foe, the Lafayette Leopards, to Jadwin on Tuesday. The Leopards have struggled this season, the first under Coach Mike Jordan, who played at Penn and coached at Colgate for many years. Princeton led by as many as 11 before the Leopards rallied to pull within three at the half, 31-28. Lafayette has a poor record, but it's not for lack of effort. In the second half, the Leopards managed to forge a one-point lead at 40-39 with 12:23 remaining. It's the first time the Tigers have trailed in the second half in several games. Keyshawn Kelman then converted a layup and won to spark a 12-0 Tiger run that restored order. The run ended when Caden Pierce found Devin Austin at the basket with a spectacular pass that resulted in a two-handed flush by the freshman sensation. From that point, Princeton extended its lead to 16. Lafayette narrowed the gap to 11 at the final buzzer. Ryan Langborg was typically productive with a game-high 19 points, including three from deep. Keyshawn Kelman shook off his first half doldrums to enjoy his finest game in the last six with 14 points and four free throws. Tosan with 12 and Matalako with 10 rounded out the four Tigers in double figures. Princeton is now at 7-2, a very impressive record. Looking back, it is not a stretch to argue that Princeton might well be unbeaten after 9 games. The Tigers controlled Hofstra for 38 minutes in the opener before running out of gas. And then at Navy, after one of the worst halves of the Henderson era, the Tigers came back from a 20-point deficit to turn it into a one-point loss. A no-call on an Olako three-point try at the buzzer scuttled the Tiger hopes. The homestand continues Saturday when Monmouth Hawks invade Jadwin. The Tigers' success has resulted from Henderson's willingness to expose his talented freshman to many, many minutes on the court. Caden Pierce, of course, has started every game and contributes in ways that do not necessarily appear on the stat sheet. Devin Austin and Xavier Lee each changes the dimensions of the offense when they are on the floor. They are both quick, confident, and explosive. Jack Scott, son of Tiger great Joe Scott, is a rangy 6'6" player who has shown he is ready to help. At one point against Lafayette, these four freshmen were all on the court at the same time. Henderson loves to use a lot of players, but only rarely has he enjoyed a roster 10 deep. You can expect this team to get better by the time of the Ivy opener on New Year's Eve against Harvard. Thanks so much. We'll keep you posted on the Tiger efforts going forward. See you soon.